Caroline, Willie, D. Mace. Join Jared Stillman, Chris Sanders, and Derek Mason at Twin Peaks in Cool Springs tomorrow from 5 to 7 p.m. for our NFL pregame show. They'll break down the Titans' Week 9 matchup against the Steelers and give you the latest updates before the game. Our award-winning NFL pregame show is presented by Parman Tractor and Equipment and The Beast Unleashed. And joining us now is Predators defenseman Ryan McDonough, who normally would join the Chase and Big Joe show, but given the long road trip and given that they're on the West Coast, joining our show today, and we are so glad that he's here. Ryan, appreciate you for joining us. You know, looking at the Preds season so far, it's been kind of up and down. You win a couple, you lose a couple, you have, you know, quick starts where it looks tough and it looks like that Predator way is coming to fruition. And then you see some games where it might be a little bit of a slower start where the intensity maybe isn't as high as we've seen in previous games. Through the first few games of the season, how would you categorize or characterize, rather, where this team is at?
Yeah, I mean, you summarized it pretty good, right? We've had some ups and downs, some great games, some not so great. But now we've got, a large enough sample size where I think our group realizes, what makes us successful, what gives us the best chance to win. We've seen both sides of it now through nine games. But I think we're still gaining more confidence within our system, within our structure. I love the pace that we play at. When we're really skating, we're keeping teams under duress. We're not spending a lot of time in our zone. But certainly I think, our execution, puck management, some decision making, that's stuff that we've got to continue to look at and work at. But overall, I think guys feel going into the game, we have a chance to win every night with the group that we have and the system, the coaches, the way they prepare us. So that's a good feeling to have early on here in the season.
Ryan McDonough is with us, and a lot of those inconsistencies could be a product of having a fairly young team. But you are a veteran presence in the locker room, kind of viewed as maybe the moral leader for some of these young guys. How do you view your role in finding a little bit more consistency for some of these young guys?
For sure. Yeah, myself and the other vets, we have to lead the way. We have to, be ready right from the start of the game, play the right way, and show these guys, what it takes each night. And, you want to be that guy that's counted on by your team. I mean, you play a lot of minutes, you play some situations, special teams, you've got to execute and you've got to come through. So that's on all those guys that all of us that play a lot of minutes and are expected to carry the load, so to speak. We've got to make sure we're bringing it every night. And if we're not there, holding guys accountable and holding ourselves to a high standard here, that's what we want, is have a high standard, expectation that every night it's going to be a tough night when you're playing the Preds, and we're going to find a way to win as many hockey games as possible.
Ryan McDonough, Preds defenseman, is with us. And kind of, looking at the opposite end of that question, it's something that we've seen recently with the Titans. Going with a new young quarterback, it's kind of energized the locker room a little bit. For you, as a veteran, someone who's been in the league a long time, what's that like for you to be working with so many young and inexperienced players?
Yeah, I mean, that's the nature of the league. You need your youth guys, to come up and make a difference, be X factors for you, be big-time players. I mean, you draft players, you make trades, you pick up guys and waivers. You're always looking at ways to improve your team. And you do that mostly by, drafting and adding young guys. And so, for us and for our team, we're excited about the group of guys that we have, and we're adding to it. It seems like every couple of weeks here, we pick up a new waiver claim, and it's a young forward or young player coming in. And like I said, we want to have a very welcoming room, a room that's tight-knit, and also a room that expects a lot out of each other, and that's what we're trying to establish here.
We're talking with Ryan McDonough. Now, Ryan, you and Alex Carrier have taken on a lot of minutes as of late, and how do you because I see it as a doubles sort of thing in tennis. You got to know the partner you're playing with very well. And it seems like now that you and Alex Carrier are picking up a lot of minutes together, what is it about his game that you like and that you see that makes this combination between you and how you and him work so well?
Yeah, no, I agree. I love the start of the season that we've had together. We've now played a handful of games together. I mean, first and foremost, he skates so well, and that's obviously got to be a huge asset as a defenseman in this day and age game. If you're not able to skate, gap up, break the puck out by yourself at times, get your feet going, you know, join the offense, all those things come from being a good skater. So Carrier has that for sure. He can get up and get in the face of guys. And, you know, for a smaller stature guy, he's not afraid to throw his weight around. He's, you know, willing to block shots, which, you know, everybody on our team is expected to do that and help us win games that way. And I just love this. His confidence keeps growing. You know, he's got a little bit of special teams work on the power play and obviously killing with me on the penalty kill. So, yeah, he's getting a lot of minutes, a lot of looks in situations, and you can see his confidence growing. And for us, it's been a good start to the year. We know we're we're expected to shut down other teams' top players, and that's a role that we want to do to the best of our ability.
Now, there are certain milestones that you reach in this game, and some people may look at it and say, okay, yeah, but other milestones, it comes because of, you know, you're doing the right things. You're on the ice a lot. You look at a guy like Ryan O'Reilly. He's coming up on his 1,000 game. How do you see him as a player and as a leader? Because he has to be doing something right in order to play that many games.
Yeah, it is incredible. I mean, I've played against him for many years and heard a lot of great things about him as a teammate, former teammates of his. So to be able to play with him now for, a month and a half, you can see the reason why he's, now just, as of last night, hit his 1,000th game. And, I mean, he prepares just as much as any player I've ever seen. He's there early on game day mornings. He's rarely ever taking the option in the mornings. He's always out there working on his skills and getting his touches in. And, come game time, he's just really dialed in on his preparation, his routine, his focus. He's as consistent as a player as you can find. You know what you're going to get every night. He holds himself to a high standard, and he just kind of bleeds through the rest of the room the way he carries himself. So last night was obviously a great night for him and a great night for our team for a lot of young guys to see that, somebody play their 1,000th game. And as you grow and spend more time in this league and play longer in this league, you just appreciate those guys that hit those milestones because you know how tough it is, and with injuries and staying in and out of the lineup. It's a privilege every day to play in the National Hockey League. And so for him, he's earned that milestone night. And it was unfortunately couldn't get the win, but credit for all of his hard work over the years.
We're talking to Predators defenseman Ryan McDonough. Ryan, you've been a captain in this league for a long time, as has Ryan O'Reilly. And now Roman Josi, of course, is putting together several years as a captain. I'm curious how the three of you guys work together, because you've all been there. Roman obviously has been there from the start of his career. You got there last year. Ryan's just kind of learning the group. But how do the three of you work together to try to, as Caroline was asking you about, sort of set the table for everybody in that room, especially that young nucleus?
Yeah, I think obviously we've got great leadership. You mentioned the three of us, but even beyond that too, with guys like Forsberg, Colton Sissons, Nyquist, Tyson Barrie. I think we've got a great group that's just really unselfish. There's no egos with our group. Guys are really just trying to do whatever they can to help the team win every night, to help the team improve every day in practice or whatnot. So we definitely kind of bounce things off each other. We've had a lot of games in this league and experienced a lot of different things. So we're always trying to look at ways to help each other, whether it's individually or team-wise or another player on the team. And like I said, we're kind of open to anything and any suggestion or idea that we have to get the team better. And so I think that's obviously an awesome trait of us is to have that unselfishness, that willingness to do whatever it takes. And we all kind of pick our roles as far as when to step up, when to speak, when to make arrangements, get the team together, all those things. We've got a good balance there. And like I said, many more guys extended just from the guys wearing the letter. So it's an awesome group of veterans that we've got here in Nashville.
You were a regular player in the league at 21, 22 years of age. There's some guys on this team that are going through that right now. And I've seen, and you've seen it now, a guy like Yusuf Parson, who's had some big moments already, but he's had some struggles as well. You know, that you can go right down the roster, Tomasino and Evangelista, guys who are really critical for the big picture. What, when you think back to that time and you go through those ups and downs where maybe for one day or 2 days, you're like, yeah, I've got this. I'm going to make it. And then maybe you have a couple of rough days and you're sort of reminded that you still have a lot to learn. What is that process like?
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, there's pressure, the pressure you put on yourself, all that hard work that you do to prepare. You want to play in the NHL. You want to make a name for yourself, make a living for yourself, have a great career. But you know, it's not just a smooth ride. And anybody that, doesn't matter if you've played 1,000 games, 1,500 games, it's never a smooth ride as far as life in the NHL. But you have to remind yourself that you're here for a reason, and you've got to stick to what you do best, be who you are. And that's kind of what I say to these guys, you know, a lot of times, is make your plays, do your thing out there. Like, you're here for a reason. You're on this team. You're put in the roles. You're going to be put in situations to succeed. So just go out there and trust your instincts and be confident in yourself. So no doubt, I mean, like I said, you have ups and downs, but you learn from them. You take the lessons from them and you know, only help you grow a little thicker skin here along the way. And like I said, come back, you know, even better, hopefully the next day. So I've loved the attitude of the guys. And like you said, there has been a lot of moving parts, guys in and out of the lineup. But like I said, I think we've got a great group that no matter who's in the lineup that night, everybody's pulling for each other, which is awesome.
Strange game last night. Maybe it was because it was on Halloween. I thought the puck was bouncing all over the place. Guys were falling down. It was a little bit odd there. But I want to ask you about the special teams. Of course, the penalty kill is so big. And I just look at guys like Pettersson and Hughes and some of the other power plays you guys have faced. And I'm curious your thoughts as you watch it, because, of course, the penalty kill has got to be better for your team going forward here. But these guys bring a lot to the table. That Pettersson shot, the way Hughes moves the puck, it's awfully tough to stop, even if you've got the scouting right. So how do you try to gain confidence and get better in those areas?
Yeah, I mean, penalty killing is a fine line. You know, you think you're going well for a while, and all of a sudden, you know, you've got two in a row in the back of your net, and you kind of feel like you've got to go back to the drawing board. But no, I think with our group, obviously, we've got a lot of the similar penalty killers back from last year. You know, maybe added O'Reilly that's killing a little bit more for us, and some other guys along the way here. But you know, you have to trust your process and realize how important the littlest details are, and the littlest plays on the penalty kill, whether it's, you know, a rebound and a puck going in the corner. You know, how do you get that puck out and get it cleared all the way? Because, you know, as you can see last night, you know, we had a couple opportunities in that one penalty kill they scored on to maybe get a puck down and just didn't get the job done. And then, you know, you get a little bit exposed when you're fatigued and tired late in the penalty kill. But I think our group understands those little details and we'll keep adding as far as repetitions go here throughout the season, just picking up on little cues, where to be better, where we can execute better. And trust our group out there, because we've got a great, great coaching staff that prepares us there. And you know we have to be a difference maker and have to be better as far as keeping the puck out of our net there on the penalty kill. And we'll make sure we're doing whatever we can to execute better.
All right, Ryan, last one. I've asked you about this before because I am a total sports geek who grew up in Orlando, and I watched your uncle. Now, D-Mace, I want to hear your reaction to this, because D-Mace mm-hmm. is a contemporary of mine. Ryan's uncle is Steve Walsh. Now, you remember
yes.
the U mm-hmm. and those teams. Now, yeah, I knew you were going to have that reaction, D-Mace. That was must-watch TV every Saturday. So I love asking. I know I've done it before, but Ryan, tell D-Mace what it's like for Steve Walsh, in his role in your family, maybe some influence. You're quite a bit younger than he is, but, man, he was really something to watch, and his team is one of the most memorable college football teams that I think we watched, D-Mace and I, growing up.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, I was born, obviously, in 1989 there when he was coming through the college ranks, so with Miami, so obviously didn't really get to see it in person, but I've watched the games on replay now when I've gotten older. But even as a young kid, being able to go to those NFL stadiums and watch him play, you know, he was so good about taking care of me, my brothers, my cousins, and all of us that were, you know, catching the game in Minnesota. We'd go to Green Bay, and he'd take us down on the field in Lambeau Field and in the locker room, meeting some of the players. Those are great memories that, you know, definitely stuck with me as far as, you know, wanting to become a pro athlete. Obviously it wasn't the same sport, but, you know, just the little lessons that he's taught me along the way here have been huge as far as, you know, respecting your opponents and always taking care of your teammates and looking after each other. And, you know, obviously as a quarterback, you're the most important player on the team. So everybody's looking at you and how you handle pressure and how do you handle expectations. So many life lessons that he's helped me with and been a role model for me still to this day. So, yeah, great memories for our family and growing up definitely helped shape who I am and the athlete and person I am today.
Ryan McDonough, Predators defenseman. Ryan, appreciate you for joining us. Enjoy the rest of this road trip.
Sounds good, guys. Thanks a lot for having me.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. Appreciate it. Appreciate Ryan McDonough, Predators defenseman, for his time and for stopping by. And, hey, you can make your silly underdog picks for your chance to win weekly prizes. You can play at thegamenashville.com or the 1025 The Game app as we approach week 9 of college football and week 8 of the NFL. Silly Underdog Picks is presented by Volunteer Hose and Gasket.